Hello, mate.
Hello.
Hello. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Wait, today's St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's actually 3 days past it. It was on Wednesday.
Okay. Right? Well, this is Ethan and Cooper.
And this is a sauced.
Saucers.
Spicy.
Spicy hot sauce. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's get into it. So.
What's up?
Cooper, it has been 2 weeks again.
It has been 2 weeks. We're very sorry, saucers.
We pushed it off because of Cooper. He said he didn't want to talk on the podcast.
What? No.
And then he just decided not to do it because he was super lazy and he didn't want to do it.
He gave me a choice. So.
What was your choice?
Well, he gave me a choice of doing this, the sauce, even though we have no topic or anything. Or
don't tell them that.
Go
don't tell them
play
that.
Basketball and go in the pool. And
what'd you choose,
what
Cooper?
What would you guys do?
Cooper, what'd you choose? Podcast or pool and basketball?
Pool and basketball.
You chose it over our saucers.
Well, saucers, y'all would have left in 5 minutes.
In 5 whole minutes. Okay. Well, before we get into our topic.
290. It's kind of sick.
5 minutes.
290.
No, it's not.
Wait.
290.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Before we get into it, I kind of want to update them about Starbucks Girl.
Oh, saucy.
Oh.
Let's get sauced up.
So, Starbucks Girl, as Cooper knows, we are now dating.
You wish.
Yeah. Okay. No, she has a boyfriend. Unfortunately. So what happened was I was going to Starbucks. I hadn't seen her in like 2 weeks. I was going through the drive-thru again and she was outside standing there and I wasn't ready, Cooper. I was not ready to ask her for her number. So I decided to just order my food. I said, "How are you?" And then, you know, I put in my order and everything and
what
I went through the drive-thru. She asked me how I was and then was just like, "What can I get you?" And I was like, okay. You know, the normal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went through the line, you know, got my drink. And then after I got my drink, I was really mad at myself. I'm like, I haven't seen her in 2 weeks. I actually thought she was done at this Starbucks. So I have to ask her for her number. Like,
yeah,
I have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Grow some balls and just ask her the question.
Yeah.
So then I
did. You're 22. You should be able to do this.
I should be able to do this. Exactly. And then she told me she was 13. No. No, okay, so...
Been there, done that.
Okay. No, so I go back through the line. There's nobody in the line, and I pull up, and she's like... I go up to her, and I'm like, "Hey, I just need to ask you a quick question." She's like, "Yeah, what's up?" And I'm like, "Is there any way I could possibly get your phone number?" And then she, like, giggled a little bit, and then she's like, "I actually have a boyfriend. I'm sorry." And I was like, "No."
And then when
it's
he told me this, I said, "All you got to do is say, 'I got a math test.'" And then you say, "We can both cheat on that."
Get
no.
wrecked.
Nope. Okay.
Get wrecked. No. We are not going to do that.
Aww.
I respect it. It's fine. And now I just will go back to that Starbucks and make her feel awkward every day that I see her. So, okay. Aside
from
that.
You're saying.
Wait, kidding. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue going to the Starbucks. I don't mean to make her feel awkward, but that's my home Starbucks. I'm not going to not go because I got rejected by a girl. You know, if I act like I don't care, I don't think she's going to care.
Yeah.
If I act like I'm affected by it, then it's going to make her feel awkward. Anyways, okay. Aside from that, Cooper.
C-O-O-P-E-R.
You are so young.
I am young.
And you have so much life ahead of you.
Yeah.
And I'm old and wrinkly and just, you know, not it anymore.
I'm kidding.
What are you looking forward to relationship-wise in the future?
Some hot girl and this stuff.
Do you have standards yet, or is all that you think about is... you're wanting a girl that is attractive?
Well, of course I have standards. Just like, I don't know, like, I don't have like detailed.
But
standards.
Does it mainly revolve around them being
attractive?
No?
No, I'm not that weird guy who like
drools. Okay. Okay. Well, then
So what are my standards?
Yeah.
Well, my first kiss. I want it like early so I can like tell you guys. Like,
well, you're gonna tell me either way about your first kiss.
I got it.
How do you think it's gonna go? Do you think? I mean, my first kiss was in eighth grade. When do you plan on getting your first kiss?
Middle school, like probably. It's either next year or the year after.
Next year.
Well, mom said I could start dating.
Mom said.
Well. Sorry, guys, but she said I can't have like a full relationship and like I can like start having a full relationship in high, like end of middle school, high school.
Okay.
But like, I feel like I could date probably next year or middle school.
Well, the main reason mom doesn't want you to date is because like, what does dating mean in like middle school? Like, what are y'all able to do?
That's true, because you don't have like cars and
exactly stuff. Like, that's the main reason. But yeah, I mean,
that's true.
I was air quote dating in elementary school, so I mean, it's not you're not. Well, you never come home saying I have. Okay, you do say you have girlfriends, but you don't really mean it. It's not like you went up to the girls and asked them to be your girlfriend.
I joke around like that, but like I have when I was like very young, like I would say like second grade.
You would ask girls to be your girlfriend?
Well, no, but like,
then they're not your girlfriend.
No, stop it. We're not talking about girlfriends. We're talking about dating.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. Okay. What does dating mean,
Ethan? No, you're right on that. Dating and girlfriend are different. But dating is the worst thing that you could possibly say, you know,
do you
being
date?
In second grade. What would you do as a date in second grade? You're not dating in second grade.
Well, yes, but it's like hanging around. Like
at school.
Okay, I don't know how to like.
I get it. You're young and underdeveloped.
Like, I have, like, these friends that are, like, obsessed with each other. Yeah. And I'm not going to say their names because.
Smart.
Not really allowed to.
Are you jealous that they have a connection that you don't with another woman? Are you jealous that you don't have a woman that you can have a solid connection with?
I do. Just, it's mentally.
It's mentally.
But, it's like. Yeah, so I wish I had that, but some people just don't want that with me.
Yeah, you're too skinny.
Shut up.
No, I'm kidding. You look good, kid. You look good. You're a cute kid.
I know.
You're going to have your Instagram up and today.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper's going to have his Instagram up. All the babes will be able to follow you. And you're
gonna
see that.
I wish I could
that.
Tell you guys, but we haven't set it up yet.
Oh, we haven't created your
we
account
We should put
name.
It in our like paragraph
we'll it,
thing.
Yeah,
when
we'll put it in
it.
The description.
Yeah.
We'll have his Instagram in the description so everybody can follow him and see what he looks like. Mm-hmm. See how cute he is.
Well, they know what I look like because they can see the sauce photo.
You're right. You're
I'm
right.
Sexy hut.
No.
They want to eat this like a feast. Put the chicken leg in there too. Put some strawberries, a cherry on top. Eat the cherry, maybe even the stem.
What's
cherry.
Your what? What's the like first date when you finally get a car and you have a girlfriend
first
or not
I'm
even
going?
A girlfriend? Where are you going? Where are you going for a first date aside from COVID? Let's say COVID's completely clear, everything's back to normal. What are you doing as a first
date?
Tell me.
I always thought like I want to treat my girl good, so I would personally like go to the movies, but
that's treating her good.
Yeah,
that's so typical. That's
yes,
so
but,
like
but
10 years
when
ago.
When we go to like the movie theater, we're like gonna like, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I want to go to the movie theater. I want to go to the movies with her. Like a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
what,
a lot.
What
of
was
people
your first date?
In the movies.
Really?
Yeah. I went and saw Girl Next Street or House at the End of the Street.
Oh, I've seen that.
With Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Yeah, that's Katniss.
Like, who did you go with?
My first kiss.
Oh.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I was also very scared. It was a scary movie. So I was like, we were hiding together.
Oh.
I was like the man.
Were y'all like hugging each other?
Yes.
Yes.
So you need to take a girl to a scary movie.
Scary?
You can't take a girl to go see a Disney.
I know. I'm very scared of scary.
I am too, but I mean, they like that for some reason. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because they like touching it.
Touching what?
Touching it.
I knew you were going to say that too. Okay. Would you take her to dinner or anything first, or just the movie and back home? Okay, where are you going for dinner?
Definitely, like, not the bistro.
Definitely,
that's kind of like that's original. But like, I would take her to like, yeah. Hopefully, I have enough money for it. But
you will.
I would take her to like some fancy place, like. Like Outback or something.
Super fancy. It'll be so high end.
But it's like, it's good. It's like good dinner.
No, it is good dinner. Outback is really good.
Yeah, just, I wouldn't say it's fancy, but like,
it can be fancy. It can be occasional.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk in like not looking fancy, or you could look fancy. Mm-hmm. It's good food. It definitely is. Okay. So you have the dinner.
Yeah.
You're picking her up. Uh-huh. You're going to dinner. Yeah. Then you're going to the movies.
Get it.
I actually am really interested in hearing about your first day at the movies, because,
well, I don't know if I'm actually going to the movies.
I mean, I just want to know about your first experience when you go to the movies, because what do you expect to happen when you're at the movies? What's like the whole rundown when the movie starts? Like, what do you think you're gonna get out of going to the movies?
It's either gonna be a funny or scary movie.
Okay, yeah,
because like you be laughing, you know, when people laugh, you like, you know, like touching and stuff.
Touching,
like you touch your shoulder or something.
Okay,
shoulder. And then I would probably like hold her hand gently.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's really hard to hold somebody's hand.
I would play footsies.
Footsies.
I feel like it would be like attractive. Like, I'm not too hard on it. I don't go like not too hard on it. But like, I don't like just go straight for the hand. That's not how I do it. I go foot first and up.
What? This is not my brother. This is not him.
Yes, I play footsies. And then I would like,
you are oddly interested in defeat.
And then I would slowly like from the elbow down the arm and then touch your hand. But, like, no, but I would do it, like, smooth. I would be, like, if it's a scary movie, I would get scared and then touch her hand. And then I would leave it there.
Okay. I like it.
A silly movie, I would be, like, ha, ha, ha.
And then slam touch your hand down. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, smooth it up.
That is solid.
I feel like I would be confident enough to do it.
See, whenever it was me at the movie theater, it like, took a lot of courage. Like, even though we knew we liked each other and stuff, it just took a lot of courage to, like, put my arm around her or to hold her hand. I don't know. It's just a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, inner thoughts that go on. Inner like, thoughts. Oh, my God, what about if she doesn't hold my hand back? But obviously, y'all went to the movies.
That's why you have to pin it down.
You have to pin it down.
You have to be on the top.
You don't have to be.
You have to be on the
top. Are you the type of person to hold hands like pancake? Or are you going to waffle it?
No, you have to pancake it.
No. Do you know what pancake is? Do you know what pancake is?
Yes, you show me. You put one on top. Well, I can't show you. They can't see.
No, look. That's pancake.
Oh.
This is waffle.
I'd rather pancake.
What?
Well, waffle if we're really you're not into gonna get it, any but girl. Like, if it's, I'd rather, like, I don't want to, like, get, I want to go slow. Like, I don't want to go rush into it.
Waffle is not rushing into it. Pancake is the weirdest. That's like holding mom's hand.
Yeah, but, like, no. People usually do the waffle if they're, like, girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I'm dating her, so I have to like
put the pancake. No, that's not how it works. It's not because
I want to have the pancake with some syrup on it too. Wait, I made it weird.
I want to have the pancake. All right, well, good luck. The girl's gonna find that weird.
Okay, well, what happened to your girlfriend? You know.
Okay, buddy. Okay, chill out. We don't need to go there. That's rude. You didn't have to go that far.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm skinny, huh?
Okay. Boom. Holding her hand.
Holding your hand.
Done with the movies.
Done with the movies.
Driving her home. You show
first
up
first kiss
house.
At the door.
Really? Yeah. That's a very typical movie. It's not going to work like that. It's probably going to be in the car, if I'm being honest.
No.
You're going to walk her to her door. That's very gentlemanlike.
Hey, that's
I just don't
rude.
See it happening.
That's bad driving. If you kiss while driving, you're going to get in a car crash, bro.
I'm not saying while driving.
Oh, like
let's
parked?
Say you pull up to her house.
Oh, well, the parents are going to be right there, so I can't do that.
So their parents are going to be right there, so you're going to walk her up to the house?
Mm-hmm, and then they'll be okay with it. They're just gonna go in, and then I'm gonna, like...
Wait, what are you talking about? I said you're gonna be in the car and you kiss her, but you said, no, that's weird, because her parents are gonna be there.
Uh-huh.
So then what's the difference of kissing in the car and getting out of the car?
Once I get out of the car, and then she will tell her mom and dad that we're gonna say goodbye and stuff, and then I'll take her hand, and then I'll see her eyes look at me, flashing. Let her wiggle those keys so I know she's, like, just waiting for me to do it. And then I go in closely. And then, bam! Smack that mouth.
This is going to be an interesting story whenever you finally get a car and everything. That'll be the most interesting story to listen to.
Mm-hmm. That is always the most dramatic one.
So. What?
The first one's always the most dramatic one.
First what?
Date, like.
First date, yeah. I can see that. Okay, well.
Unless it's solid your last
plan.
One.
Movies, dinner, night around the town.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, did you kiss her before the date or after?
Like, my
first kiss.
Yeah, my first kiss, it was in middle school, eighth grade. And it was kind of planned. It was kind of lame. Like, it wasn't lame because it was, you know, my first kiss, but I kind of talked about it before, and it was kind of like, hey, like, after this period, we should kiss.
That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, but it was like all hyped up. And then we met after that period and we hugged and said, hey, and stuff. And then we kissed and I walked away like, yeah.
Wait,
and everybody
you
else
scheduled a kiss?
Yes, I did.
You don't schedule kisses.
I know you don't. It's not. I know.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
After 3 o'clock, we will kiss, and then we'll leave, and then we'll, like, go do some other stuff, then we'll kiss at 3 o'clock next day.
Yeah, basically. That's basically how it went.
That's so weird.
Yeah, and do you know why I...
Was she, like, alone?
What do you mean alone? No, we were, like, in passing in the halls. So, like, people were around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kissed her. I kissed a really pretty girl in front of all my friends, and I was like, haha, what's up?
Do you know, nerds!
Do you know what was, do you know what's really weird? Why I broke up with her? Do you know why I broke up with her? My reasoning to break up with her?
Yeah.
It was because I said that we kissed too much. That was the reasoning.
You said that?
I said that. That was the reason
then
we broke up.
Then why did you break her? Oh, did she break up with you?
No, I broke up with her.
Because everything was fine. Too much.
Yeah. I know, it doesn't make sense.
Like, would you want more than a kiss or just
no,
like
it's
less
like,
kiss?
It's like, I think I just was not used to like the whole like kissing stuff. Like, it was new to me. So I like felt like it
what
was
about
bad.
Your mom?
I felt like it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like kissing was like bad. Not bad, but, like, we shouldn't be doing it at that age. I don't know.
Your mom knew you guys were dating, right?
Our mom? Yes.
Yeah, our mom, sorry.
No, she knew we were dating. It's
then
not like
why,
it was secretive.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, I know. It's just, like, I'm not used to it. It was, like...
Such a nerd.
I know.
Well, nerds would actually like it, but...
Yeah, a lot of people questioned. They're like, dude, why did you break up with her? Like, you said she kissed too much? And I was like, yeah. Oh, and also... I had a friend break up with her for me. Yeah.
Bro, that's not manly.
You know.
You have to go up to her and out, bro.
I had my friend break up with her for me. That, not the
best idea.
No, it's not the proudest.
Not the coolest thing.
Ever. Not the proudest thing of my life, but I was young and dumb.
You were,
and
you
now
were young.
I'm...
I get it. If you were, like, your age now, it would be dumb, and you would forever know about that, and that would be awful.
I mean,
but...
I still forever know about that for me.
Well, yeah, but you're young. You're young and dumb.
I'm not that dumb anymore.
Dumb. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
You scheduled
a kiss. I did. I did schedule a kiss.
That's kind of dumb.
It is dumb. I mean, I need, okay, for you,
for me,
being honest,
mm-hmm.
At school, in elementary school, has anybody just randomly kissed you?
Yes.
Okay, because that happened to me, And I don't count those as, like, kisses.
Me either.
Okay. But, like...
It was weird. I never liked her. She always liked me, and then she just came up and plopped it, and I thought it was weird. Plopped
it. What did you say?
The teacher didn't see it, but that was good.
What did...
I just like, I was like, my eyes were rolling everywhere, and I was like, yeah, I got that, but not with the person I wanted.
Wait, so she kissed
but
you.
But she was put it, the meat on it, I guess.
Was it like recess?
It was wet. It was a wet kiss. But it was in classroom.
Kiss.
We were about to leave and everything, and then she plopped it on me. Kind of sucked.
Wait, did you say anything to her?
No. Why would I say anything to her? If I said something to her, she would think I liked it.
So you just received a kiss and walked away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
I never told anybody.
I know.
Her friend never saw it.
I never told anybody.
She's a very bad kisser. Like.
What makes you think you were the good kisser?
Because I'm a tongue twister.
Dude, if you use tongue at... No, if you even, like, kiss at this age, that's a little weird.
I don't.
I know you don't.
Especially,
talking about tonguing at this age. That's
that was
even
second
weirder.
Grade.
I know, and you're in fifth
that's
grade.
That's how bad I didn't want to tell you because I didn't think you had one. And I thought I was, like, really cool because you had one in eighth grade and I had one in second grade. But if you're not counting those, then...
No, I don't count those.
Okay, then I've never had a kiss.
I know you haven't. It's got to be, like, a trip, like... You meant it. And by you meant it, it can
she
only...
She meant it.
I know she did.
She wanted that.
I wonder if she counts that as her first kiss. But actually, if she's that forward, then she's already probably had a kiss before that one.
Yeah, but she's not that attractive.
That's not very nice. They're all attractive in their own way.
Yeah.
All women.
That's a very bad attractive way. If it was okay,
wait,
count this part.
I know. Yeah, I will.
But. If this was like, if it was like the girl I actually liked, then like, yes, I would go up to her and talk about it. Like, I would say like, you want some more or something, you know?
Would you count it?
Yes.
Let's say that
she had. Okay, she came and kissed me, and it was the girl that I actually liked. So I would count that.
You would count as your first kiss.
I would not count. The other girl was my first kiss because I didn't actually like her, and it was awful kiss.
Yeah, but I'm okay. I mean, yeah, sure.
She had like a wet lip kiss.
Those are the best.
No, they're not.
I'm kidding.
They're like, oh, wet.
This is gonna sound weird because I know you're like, again, you're like 10. It's like weird talking to you about.
No, it's not.
It's a little weird. Yeah. Especially like, okay.
I've heard worse.
I know you have. But the best kisses, because I've had one, it was in high school, is after they drink cold water.
Really?
Those are good kisses.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it wasn't a girlfriend. It was kind of like, we were like together before that stage, and it was like in high school, and uh-huh. She had...
In high school?
Yeah. It was senior year. She had...
Baddie.
She was playing a sport. And then she, like, ran over to me real quick because I was leaving from basketball practice, I think.
Yeah.
She was playing soccer. And then she was drinking, like, cold water. And then so, like, the kiss was, like, really cold. And I was like...
She just kissed you in a way?
No, yeah. I mean, in high school, that's normal. Like, we were talking.
Yeah.
Or dating, air quote. She came over to our house.
Yeah.
You met her before.
Like, so she was a baddie. Like, she was like very attractive.
She was attractive, yeah. Yeah. So you like a girl at school?
Yes. Lot.
And you haven't verbally told her, but she apparently knows.
Yes.
Have you thought about verbally saying it or no? Like,
sure.
What's keeping you from... I don't know the situation.
Oh, it's, like, it's weird.
What do you mean?
Like, I try.
What do you mean you try? Like, what do you say that you
like,
think
I,
is trying?
Well, No. I don't, like, try doing that, but, like... Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Words
don't try.
Hard.
I don't try
I know
at
you
all.
Don't. Like, not even... I like you.
No, because I'm in elementary school. I'll do that in middle school. I'll be straight up in middle school.
You'll be straight up.
I'll be straight up. I'd be like, hey, you're hot. Good talk.
You would say you're hot?
Well, yeah. You're very attractive, I guess. I'm not going to say you're hot.
I feel like hot is very, like, it can be a compliment, but I would use hot in a different.
Like, it's hot out here.
No, like, it depends on, I think that there's words, there's different words for different situations. So, like, if a girl dressed up really nice, I would say that
you're hot.
No. I would say, like, stunning, beautiful, like, you look really good. That's, like, the last one I would say.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Hot would be, like, more, not to be weird, but more, like, you're
sexy.
Fadoodling. Yeah. With the, I'm going to use fadoodle.
Fadoodle?
You're, like, fadoodling.
You mean, like, messing with her? Like.
The first word that you said. You're doing.
You're doing it.
Sexual stuff.
Oh. Put the hand.
Or she's like trying to look all.
Butsies.
I'm cutting this out. This part's just weird. I can't talk about this stuff with you. I feel like I'm a bad influence when I talk about it with you. I know you already know, but it's like. We're.
So you mean doing it. But,
No, I'm cutting that part out.
Yep.
That's already coming out.
So, any what ifs?
So next year, are you planning on asking a girl out or no?
Well, I can't ask her out. I have no car.
Yeah, but I mean, you could have like parents take you to a movie and like chaperone.
Well, I don't know if mom's going to be okay with it. Will you take me?
I'd take you if I was alone. I would take you. Heck yeah, I'd take you.
Without telling mom and dad?
No, they would know.
What?
Why can't they know?
Okay, that's true. I'd rather you than mom and dad because that's weird.
Yeah, and I would just chaperone.
Yeah.
My little bro.
Or you could leave and come back later.
I could go into a different theater and watch a different movie.
Yeah.
That would work. I'm here for you, brother. Okay. I'm here for you.
Okay.
Have you ever, you know how we go on a beach trip every year?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever like see girls, is there any girls your age there that you're like.
Dang, they're bad. They're baddies. They're hot. They're attracted. They're sexy. They got some big booty.
Those are some real words for weird words for your age. To
okay,
be
so like a hot girl. Okay, attractive. Pretty girl.
Oh yeah, it's pretty girl.
A
your
pretty
age.
Pretty girl.
Do you ever see no. that? Or they're all older,
there
right?
There was this one girl. I forgot if you remember her, but she came up to me and she said, "Do you want to hit the pool?" And then I said, I thought she was, like, one of our cousins or something. And I turned around, and it was, and they were, like, and I was, like, who is she? Like, and not trying to be rude to the girl. I'm yeah. just saying, I thought she was our cousin.
Yeah.
And then they said, they don't know. I'm, like, oh, I didn't want to be rude, but okay. And then, so I said, yeah. And then, like, I was telling her and stuff, and she was, like, kind of obsessed. And then every time I went to the pool and said, I'm not coming back. I'm kidding. I
she
never said
pretty.
That. Like, every time I went to the pool and then I realized I kind of want to go, like, up to the room. And yeah. I never, like, came back to tell her. She would, like, yell my name in the beach.
Cooper.
And you told me there was a girl down there yelling. I don't know if you remember it.
I don't.
But you're the one who told me she was yelling down there. And
your name?
My name. And then.
Was she pretty or was she younger?
She was younger.
She was younger.
But
than you?
She was like not like little.
Oh, like young.
She was like probably like
I can't put a face to it, but I remember you getting really aggravated cuz there was a girl that was like constantly wanting to play with you and you're like, I don't want to play with her.
Like she was probably like to my eyebrows.
I mean, and that doesn't they're supposed
like
to
height.
Be, yeah, but I mean that's not that short.
I know I was just saying she's shorter than me.
Okay.
But I didn't want you to think, like, 3.
Okay.
But
is she your age?
I would think I was about, like, 9.
9? So a year
10.
Younger than you. Or
yeah.
your age. Okay, you could have just said your age.
No, she's younger than me.
Well, 9, I would just consider around your age.
Yeah, but it's not my age, so I don't want to lie to my saucers.
Okay.
Okay,
buddy.
Okay, liar?
Yeah. All right. What would you do if you saw a very pretty girl that was your age at the beach?
Would
you
go on with my day?
You would go on with your day. You
okay,
wouldn't.
There's a lot of hot high school girls on the beach, and I don't say anything to her.
I know because you're what? You're in elementary school.
Okay, I still get that baddie.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No. It's like slightly, it's not illegal, but it's like not.
Well, it can be illegal. Like if you have a 18, baby with her and then like, let's say it's like a teacher and you're like younger.
Well, no, that's over 18. I'm talking about high schooler.
Oh,
if they're under 18 and you're 10, it's not theoretically illegal, but I mean, it's not exactly.
Yeah,
like,
age doesn't matter.
It's not, it's looked down upon. It's
yeah.
It's not.
Like, you wouldn't. But, like, she a baddie. No?
We need to change you.
You want to end this?
No.
No.
You wouldn't approach a really pretty girl at the beach?
Like, that's my age?
That's your age. You wouldn't, because you're too scared.
And you aren't?
No, I am, but I mean, I have approached people before at the beach because I think they're attractive.
What do you say? What would you say?
Well, actually, okay, so there was one girl, or two girls, I guess, that they were together. They were at the hotel next to us.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was in probably somewhere between 8th and probably 8th or 9th grade.
See, you're older.
I know.
You're more manly.
I'm more manly.
I'm a kid.
Yeah, I get
I'm in
that.
Elementary school.
I get that. You shouldn't really even be thinking about that type.
Yeah, you're like, putting this in my brain.
I know.
I'm going to go up to her, a girl and say she's hot.
I didn't say that. I said you shouldn't. I think you should say pretty or something.
You're hot / pretty.
But the girls that I met at the beach, we wrote our numbers down in the sand, and they called it.
You don't think it's manly when, like, you beat somebody in peeing?
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Peeing.
So, I think it's manly when I beat somebody that and peeing when they're older than me.
Why would that make you manlier?
Because I have a bigger pee-pee and I can hold more pee.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it does.
If you could hold more pee, that means you would have more pee to pee.
Yes, but...
So if you beat them in peeing, then that means you had less pee to pee.
But, like, if you have a bigger pee-pee, it can hold more pee to save up.
It's not about your
pee-pee.
It's about your bladder.
Okay, I got a bigger bladder.
I don't know if it works like that, where you can have a bigger bladder or not, right? I mean, except for age. No, okay. You can if you're older. I don't know how that works, actually. Yeah. I think, obviously, me compared to you, my bladder would be bigger. Because I'm older. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
where's
because
your
when
bladder?
You're a baby,
isn't
you pee
like
all the time.
Right, like, isn't it like in your... Where's your bladder again?
It's like in your neck.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
Ask
not.
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, is your bladder in your neck?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
It is.
You promise? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why would you even think that the bladder is in the neck?
Well, you told me.
Yeah.
And you drink and it goes into the neck.
I didn't even think about that. That worked out. Yeah, it's in your neck.
Shut
you
up.
Also didn't know that a name short for Richard is Dick.
What's up, Dick?
Okay.
Here's my friend Dick.
Richard.
Yeah, I shouldn't it be can saying be, this. Mom and dad are listening to this.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not using it in a bad word, so
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Richard.
You're using it in a good
name,
way.
My man Richard is short for Dick. Wait, no. It's short. Richard is short. No. No.
Richard is the full name. Dick is the short name for it.
Why? It has no letters.
Except C and so, I. I don't know why. I wondered that too. And I think I actually learned about it like a couple years ago. So you're pretty ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to end it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, saucers, but I gotta go pee. And my bladder's and my neck is very like choky.
My neck is full of pee.
It's about to drip out.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if your bladder filled up so much it started pouring out of your mouth?
Okay. You'd be over the trash can.
That's actually what causes throwing up. That's why you throw up, because your bladder's
Shut
full.
Up. I'm not falling for that again.
Okay. All right, saucers. Well, Cooper needs to go pee, and he's being a baby, so we're going to call it.
Whatever.
This is a shorter podcast. We, again, didn't have much to talk about. It would be very nice if maybe people wanted to record themselves.
Yeah, and tell us ideas of topics.
Yeah, ideas and topics that they want us to hear about or stories.
Just don't
want to
do it.
So we're going to add the link again, but nobody wants to click the link and send us, you know.
Make sure to follow too, or subscribe, whatever.
I can you subscribe?
I think it's subscribe.
Okay, well, follow or subscribe. We're gonna, Cooper's gonna have an Instagram.
Hit the like.
We're gonna call it Funky Coop.
No.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's
Funkalicious 345.
Okay, we're gonna figure it out.
Okay, don't do that one. It might not be that.
The name of the Instagram will be in the description.
Yeah.
So we don't know his. You can follow me on Instagram at EAP10. I'm gonna have the link to those Instagrams. I'm gonna have the link to send us a voicemail of, you know, you can just do a little audio voicemail and it'll come straight to us. We could play it on the podcast if you wanted us to. It doesn't really matter. So hit those up and we will maybe see you next week if we have ideas to talk about. If not,
make sure
it'll
to
be,
share too.
Share to, what?
To your friends.
Oh, share us to your friends, of course. All right, peeps.
All right.
Y'all have a great rest of your day. Adios.